evidence I have is that we were told that the reason there was four groups to break up the gathering was that people were blocking traffic on the main road. And I'm saying that that blocking of traffic on the main road had gone on for almost an hour. And that after I arrived on the scene, within 5 minutes, the violence began. So I believe it indicates that this was an attempt to get rid of me, or me and my vice president together. Because otherwise, they would have opened fire or they would have made attempts to disperse the crowd much before the time I came there. And I do not believe that these government security forces would go to the extent of using that kind of lethal force against peaceful demonstrators had they not been authorized by somebody in a very high position.
When you say you believe the police would not have acted if they did not get authorization from somebody higher, what do you mean by that?
I mean, it's such a serious occurrence, and that nobody would likely do that.
The president has set up a commission of inquiry into the incident of November 7th. Do you have confidence in this commission of inquiry?
I've already said, I'm on record as having said so, that Sister Mary Loring Brown, who is the head, I believe, of the committee, is a friend of the president and one of her praise singers. And I thought it would have been better had the president appointed someone more neutral.
Are you saying that Sister Loreen and the people appointed to head this commission are not neutral?
Yeah, I'm saying they are known, and certainly to me, to be very close to the president and people who are, I thought, partisans of her party, but certainly very close and known to be so. It would have been better if the president had appointed people not known to be so close to her.
What about the appointment of a National Peace and Reconciliation Commission to be headed by Lema Bowie?
I don't know the lady. She won the Nobel Peace Prize, and so her credentials are high. So I have no comments beyond that. There are many other people that the president could have chosen, but I have nothing to say against this lady.
Mr. Tupman, your party has been criticized by some people as saying, with all these demands you are making, you are not interested in peace in Liberia.
No, I reject that. We're interested in peace. And we're doing everything possible to get our supporters to see that and to cooperate and stay peaceful and not become violent. And if we are responded to in a sympathetic way, we will go forward, participate in a runoff. And this would be much better for the country by having so many young, energetic, highly impressionable young people brought into the political process, rather than that they should remain outside of it, feeling unhappy and cheated.
You said that we believe that everything that flows from Tuesday's election must be annulled and a new round of elections scheduled within a month. Are you calling for new elections?
That's correct, yes. We have said that the elections should be delayed for 2 weeks to a month in order that the requests that we have made for adjustments in the mechanism of MEC to be carried out, and also to give us time to campaign, as we have not been able to campaign in the runoff period because we were busy into the corrections in the MEC mechanism. And that took up our time and deprived us of the opportunity of campaigning as we should have done and as the ruling party did.